One of the first major pieces of legislation moving forward is an effort to expand both merit and need-based financial aid programs and revamp the way students pay tuition at Florida's public universities. The measure has bipartisan support despite concerns about part of the plan pushing the schools to get kids out within 4 years. I'm Lynn Hatter. The proposal is Senate Bill 4, and it's a priority of Senate President Joe Negron, a response to a university tour 2 years ago where he encountered students like Florida A&M University environmental science major DeMarcus Robinson.
My story is I probably won't be able to come back next semester, being that I have a balance this semester, and I don't know how to pay for next year. So I thought about going back home. I really don't want to go back home. I really love being at FAMU a lot.
Affordability is an issue for students. Not all have the state's Bright Futures Merit Scholarship, which would see an increase in funding to cover 100% of costs for students who qualify for the highest level. A few years ago, the state increased requirements for students to get it. The result? Fewer minority students have qualified in recent years. But Republican Senator Bill Galvano says increases in need-based aid make up for it.
This bill doesn't exist in a vacuum, and if you go back and look at our budget last year, while merit-based aid increased at historic levels, need-based aid increased at even more historic levels, almost 90% increase. So we're capturing every component. This deals specifically the provision you're talking about with that merit-based component. But like I said, we also have the first generation match in here. We have the farm worker program, and it's going to go very well with our budget going forward.
What continues to be of worry is a plan to use four-year graduation rates as part of a metric system that helps determine how much funding Florida's public universities receive. The federal government uses a six-year graduation rate, and many university programs take at least 5 years to complete. Furthermore, while some schools like the University of Florida have nearly 70% of their students graduating within 4 years, others like Florida A&M University have less than 20%. The reason, Galvano says, goes back to affordability.
The impact on students and families, as we've now been able to quantify, is close to, $22,000-$23,000 a year for every year a student is spending time another year within the system.
That's why institutions would have to consider block tuition, a flat rate per semester, instead of billing students class by class. But that's tricky, because while students who take more classes could see a savings, those who take fewer could end up paying more. Last year, Negron's proposal failed as it was linked to a controversial plan that also made changes to the state's community colleges. This year, the bill stands on its own, and it's even gotten an endorsement from House Speaker Richard Corcoran. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.